And finally, you have a sample targeted case management note. These are services we should be used to providing as it relates to assisting the client with accessing resources. And here we see specifically substance abuse programs for the client to obtain additional support in addition to the mental health services she's receiving. In blue, you will notice we highlighted the functional impairment. So remember, for targeted case management, we still need to identify the client's functional impairment and how it relates to what is being discussed in that particular session. So the goal reads, client or family will access alcohol abuse programs by following up on referrals, making phone call to obtain more information, and completing enrollment process from 0 times a week to 1 time a week. The intervention is, this writer provided the client and mother with 3 referrals to 12-step programs in Monrovia and Duarte, reviewed these referrals in detail with them, discussed the process of calling to obtain more information regarding days and times of groups, inquired about their progress with reaching out to substance abuse outpatient program that this writer provided them 2 weeks ago. Due to the client's report that they have not heard back from the referral, this writer called Pasadena Recovery Program to obtain a status update. Obtained the necessary steps and documents that the family will need to take with them to the initial interview, and reviewed these steps with them to ensure that they understood what they needed to take with them to the scheduled appointment. Provided them with Susie Smiles, Pasadena Recovery's intake coordinator's direct phone number, just in case they had any further questions. With the response, it states that the client continues to be easily distracted and exhibits angry outbursts, which interferes with her ability to access substance abuse resources, placing her at risk of being kicked out of her parents' home and being suspended from school. Her behaviors also interfere with her ability to maintain healthy relationships, and she is in danger of being retained a grade. Her mother's English is very limited, which makes it difficult for her to assist the client with accessing needed resources. The client made initial contact with Pasadena Recovery, but according to Ms. Smiles, did not follow up with returning their call and scheduling an appointment. Thus, the client has followed up on the referral once during the past 2 weeks. The client was able to listen at times to the information being provided, and the client's mother stated that she would help gather the necessary information and make sure that she takes it to the appointment. So again, targeted case management involves provision of resources, accessing of services, advocating for the client. So this is very different from mental health services. In addition, in the response section, you will notice that we address the reason why the parent is struggling with accessing these resources since the client is a minor. However, we still need to note the mental health reason why we are providing these services for the client. When providing targeted case management services for a child or adolescent, it is important to note how assisting the client accessing these resources will assist with their mental health. As you can see in blue, our justification is noted here. Client is displaying behaviors that are not only causing her an inability to access these resources, but by providing these resources, we are reducing the risk of her being kicked out of her parents' home, as well as being suspended from school.